This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I've been sitting here for a while. I put new deodorant on. I have my diet soda that has a lot of caffeine in it in me right now. And I'm a little bit hot. And the room's spinning, but Denise and I are cruising. Well, I guess marijuana is okay in this state too, in the state of California and most of the states. But we are here for all 3 hours. And those of you who want to join us, you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. And please, those of you who keep emailing us, we get a lot of emails that we just love to have people email us. Stop saying nice things only about Denise and Todd, all right? Just say one nice thing about me. I think all the emails are how great Denise and Todd are. And I've never had anyone say anything nice about me. And I'm really feeling neglected and sad.
You're all morons!
No, I think it's just me. I'm a moron. So anyway, remember we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. Remember, the best thing to use us on is just against the in-laws. The only thing you want to do, use us when someone is at the dinner table, especially at a holiday event, and they start saying they say, just say, look, who's they? Let me quote you, Radio Law Talk. But don't use this as gospel truth in a case. Go talk to a lawyer. Welcome WPLZ Radio 92.7 and 95.3 FM in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and WTBG 95.3 Brownsville, Tennessee, our newest affiliates this week. We will have a case or no case this hour. And why this is an important case or no case? Because Todd Kunin, our other co-host, is not here. And our illustrious three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter, who produces our show, is ill under the weather, even though I truly believe he and his lovely bride, Donna, are on the beach in San Diego somewhere. I truly believe that. And he's faking it. He put up some fake things on, I believe, on Facebook. I think it's all a fake test to see if we could survive without him. And we're struggling,
but we're
doing great.
We're doing great because we have our co-producer, Seth Madden.
And Chris O'Sullivan out of Dallas, Texas, is helping us out.
Thank you, Chris.
USA Radio is our the hub out of Dallas that helps produce our show. Thank you, USA Radio. And thank you, for all you listeners, for coming aboard. And if you are listening on our website, you can go live and listen at www.radiolawtalk.com. Call your local affiliates and say, why don't you have them on? And then you can get us on in a number of different areas. And you know what? I'm going to thank Joe Spera. Joe Spera is our affiliates relations individual. I know this is a, pat everybody on the back, but Joe Spera does a wonderful job for us. Appreciate all that he does. This hour, we're going to talk about, this is going to be, have you ever had those, I've never done this, Denise. You know, you have speed dating. You ever heard of those speed dating where you like, you go to a table after, 5 minutes?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Denise and I are going to try to do a speed law. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 major topics to go over this hour, and there's no way we can get to them.
And, you know, we have also quick takes at the end of the hour, so we've got to, be on.
So we're going to push it. We're going to push it, so be prepared. We're going to push through some of this stuff. We're going to talk about Bill O'Reilly winning his defamation lawsuit. Shark Tank Kevin O'Leary's wife is in a boat accident and just got criminally charged. We're going to talk about that briefly. I feel bad for Kevin and his wife and the individuals that have passed away. It was not like a bump. There's some people that passed away. The Stairway to Heaven, Spirit, ban lawsuit. This is a major issue that's coming up, and the reason it's a major issue is it's going to kind of form whether or not individuals can try to claim trademark for their songs or their lyrics or their, you know,
trademark or copyright their songs.
Yeah, I meant copyright of their songs, and whether or not, you know, individuals can use it. That's such a huge topic that is so narrowly defined in some areas, and not. We're going to talk about the I believe it's 1906 copyright laws, and we're going to talk about non-lawyers owning law firms now. That's starting to come up, and by the way, that is in England. They do allow that in Great Britain and the United States. That is coming up. They're trying to do that.
In Britain, it's different because they have barristers and they have solicitors.
Right.
Solicitors technically cannot go into the court, and they do the part of meeting with the clients and all of that, so they're not technically lawyers like barristers are lawyers.
True, but...
Yeah, but they can, they're separate and distinct. They don't usually have the same firm at all.
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't go together. But solicitors can have non-lawyers.
Yeah, and so it's the trend is starting to go that way. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
A lot of lawyers are complaining about that, of course. It might put some of them out of jobs. I know many of you out there listening are really worried about the lawyers. And that's exactly what you're saying. Oh, I just hope we can't put those poor lawyers out of a job. I'm sure the sympathy is nationwide. Probably 95% of the people are sympathetic to the lawyer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, probably. And the other 5% are big corporations ready to sneak in and get all the profits from the lawyer.
I'm being facetious, by the way. I doubt there's 95% of the people that are feeling sorry for lawyers out there. We're going to talk about Uber lawsuits and the Roundup lawsuits. That's what we got to just jam into this whole hour, which I doubt we're going to get into, but we're going to touch on them really quickly. But we're going to do a case or no case, and why that's important is Cal Hunter has sent in his case or no case from the beaches of San Diego, in my opinion. He says supposedly he's laying up in bed and relaxing, but I think he's on the beaches of San Diego texting it to Seth. Seth, roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Hey, do you think I was verbose enough about this?
Maybe. Okay. Cal's going to take us on a little ride here, a little hometown ride to Weaverville, California.
Ooh, Weaverville.
Yep. After a fire that burned through the area, Jamie McCourt needed some extensive repairs to his home. So he put out the word for bids on Craigslist. Here we go again with Craigslist. One contractor, Dickie Wilson, offered up bids.
Hold on. What's his name?
Dickie Wilson.
All right. Don't forget, we know Cal really well. That almost sounds like a made-up name. Go ahead.
Okay.
Dickie Wilson.
Offered up a bid to rebuild the house for $375,000.
Got it.
Okay. But he would need to get $20,000 down in front to buy materials and pay for labor. Mr. McCourt said, sure. And he made a telephone call. He let contractor Wilson work for 2 weeks, then withheld payments. So Mr. Wilson decided to seek counsel. He wanted payment. Can I ask you, case or no case?
Okay, so let me make this clear, and then we're going to answer after the break. If this individual, he never paid, Dickie Wilson was never paid the $20,000 down, and he started the work. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And now he went ahead and started the work, and this individual from Weaverville did not pay him the money, and Mr. Wilson sues. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, we're going to come back and talk about that, Denise, you and I, and then we're going to have quick takes. Don't forget, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back with Case or No Case.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured.
For a free initial consultation, go to Penny Lawyers. Or call 1-800-616-4-LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4-LAW.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear.
Ah!
We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time. And it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to Letty.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for a
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jamie McCourt
never
paid,
and so he sued. That is, Dickie Williams sued Jamie, said, hey, you didn't give me my $20,000 down payment. I'm not going to keep working unless you pay me that. And the question is, case or no case?
Or no case?
And what is the scenario or the answer? And I'm up, right?
Start with you, friend.
Okay, let me tell you. This is my thought. I know there are laws when there's a fire or a disaster of people, quote, taking advantage of that. They cannot take advantage of individuals who have suffered fires or calamities, and there's really strict laws. You can't overcharge, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know all those laws, but I say in this, since this is Weaverville, this was a fire. I wonder if it was part of those big fires that they had up there. Maybe. If it is, I think there's certain laws. I don't know it, but I think he cannot ask for the $20,000 up front due to it was a fire issue. And I think this is a case. Dickie Wilson loses. I'm going to say that with the caveat. The name Dickie Wilson alone worries me because I think Cal made that name up. That's my only worry. But I'm going to say it's a case. Dickie Wilson loses. No, I'm changing it. No case. It's fake. But that's a scenario that's going on. Fake. It's not a real case. I've reversed my decision like sometimes some judges do.
Okay, Fred, no case. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Even though the scenario's true.
Okay, for me, this is what I think. I have to do the legal analysis this way. Is there a contract? That's the very first one. Did they actually form a contract? There's no information about whether or not this was in writing. We don't know if it was just a mere oral contract. But the question is, how do you perform under the contract if there was a contract? Well, McCourt would have to pay the $20,000 down, and then Dickie Wilson would have to start. So it looks like that didn't happen first. Dickie Wilson just started without having that $20,000 down. So there's a real big question for me whether there was a meeting of the mind and really a contract. However, Dickie Wilson did work. Dickie Wilson's put out labor. Dickie Wilson worked for 2 weeks. Is he entitled to the reasonable labor and any materials that he bought? I would say yes, because unjust enrichment would apply. So he wouldn't necessarily be unjust enrichment is where somebody does something to improve and enrich somebody else, and they can sue for the reasonable value of what improvements they made or enrichments they made to that person. So there is a lawsuit. It's not a breach of contract. Will Dickie Wilson get his money back? He won't win on contract theory. He'd win on an unjust enrichment theory. And I'm going to say, just because I want to go contrary to Fred, I'm going to say it's a case.
Ooh.
And Dickie Wilson gets the reasonable value of his materials and services back.
Okay, so Dickie, it's a case, and Dickie wins.
Okay, Dickie wins.
Okay, so for those of you that said it was not a case,
me,
raise your hands. Frederico.
Yes! Oh, I knew Cal. It was the name Dickie Wilson. He threw us off. I know him. I don't care if he's on the beach in San Diego enjoying himself. He was trying to trick us, and Cal, even not looking at your face through the hermetically sealed glass that we always look at, I felt you tricking us from far distance.
And I have to say, Cal, I'm trying to keep an unofficial running of our tabs here. And Fred just made it to 44.
Yes.
And I'm at 39, and Todd's at 28.
50
that's
points.
Unofficial because it's not Cal's count, but that's what I've got. So he and I will discuss.
What did Cal say? Did he say anything about it? Just said it was fake, huh?
Yep. So he said it's not a case. He says in California, a contractor cannot bid a job that is over $500 without a license. And Wilson was not a licensed contractor. So these are facts.
We didn't even think about the unlicensing.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I don't know. Yep. Anyway, how does that tie into Bill O'Reilly beating a defamation lawsuit? Do you have any idea? I don't know.
I'm lost.
I'm lost too. But anyway, so we've been talking about Bill O'Reilly. He was claimed to have defamed an individual that he apparently settled a lawsuit with, and it gets into all these defamation stuff. We don't have a lot of time. This is kind of boring. I'll be honest with you. I don't really want to talk about it.
Well,
and
he was accused of sexual misconduct, and he won.
I know. Anyway,
She said when he denied the accusations and stuff, he said many things, but nothing that he said implied she was criminal or actually impugned her reputation. She could not allege defamation per se. That means just automatically, like I say, you're a criminal. That's per se. Or she could not even allege special harm to her reputation, special injury to herself.
That was on the issue. Don't forget, he did settle out the case in 2002 with her, and it was a non-disparagement confidentiality provision. They couldn't talk about it. So he did settle with her. We don't know anything about the settlement. And then he went out and made 12 different statements about her, and that's when the lawsuit came up about, hey, listen here, you can't, you know, we had an agreement, first of all, you can't, it's confidentiality, and you made these 12 statements about me that are defamatory, and then she sued also for defamation. So that's, you're right.
Yeah, this is the second suit.
Yeah, this is the second one, and that was thrown out. The first suit was never, she didn't win either. He just settled it, and doesn't mean he was guilty. He just settled it, and I don't know why. We don't know the details of that one, but a judge threw it out saying, look, not only on contract theory, he didn't breach that, but you didn't reach a high enough defamation per se, which is showing a special harm and the judge threw out. So he, at this point, is feeling a little bit better about himself. He's got lawsuits against him, just like a lot of other Hollywood moguls and news people. But this keeps us rolling, doesn't it, Denise, about these cases? But here, a sad one is about Shark Tank Kevin O'Leary's wife. They're in Canada, and in Canada, she's driving it's like a Mastercraft type boat. And there's an accident that occurs where she supposedly hits another boat, and the other boat didn't allegedly have the lights on in the front, those little lights that have like a little tiny, what do you call it? I got all over the light on the front, you know, that little
like
tiny
ballast lights.
Yeah, anyway, the light that tells you that you're coming. And they run into each other, and two people unfortunately die. And we're doing the speed dating, and they just brought forth allegations against her.
And allegations in Canada that are brought against her is called careless operation, and that's operating a vessel in a manner that's careless.
Okay, we're going to be back and talk more law when we get back.
Of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyers.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. The bill passed by the Senate at an 82-15 vote. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg said she doesn't understand why grown-ups and world leaders would mock children and teens for acting on science, responding to attacks on her campaign as students conducted a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. When asked about U.S. President Donald Trump and others who have mocked her, the 16-year-old activists say they likely feel their worldview and interest are being threatened by climate activism. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce, but who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to hear is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks. Get ready and be prepared to be edified, because we are talking about some interesting things. We were talking earlier, Denise, about the Shark Tank Kevin O'Leary's wife's boat accident in Canada. We want to make sure it's clear that the other individual that was in the boat, the other boat that they, you know, that they
the other driver of the other boat actually was also charged with failing to exhibit navigation light while underway, which is also a very serious charge and may have led into not being seen in the evening, because this would definitely happen in the evening. Right. And I wanted to say O'Leary going to be liable for his wife's debt in this case if there is a debt arising out of her careless operation, and that is maybe, but
in Canada,
the debts cannot be inherited and cannot be transferred upon the death of a spouse. It's also true that no one is legally responsible for their spouse debts just because they are married. So it's going to matter how the millions, they're apparently worth $400 million. It's going to come down to whose name are these assets in? Where's the money and who holds the money?
But you can argue he was on the boat also. You can argue, oh, he was negligent, not making sure she didn't see a boat. There's ways to argue that he may be liable too. Civilly, I'm talking about, civilly.
That's true. And if one of the victims is from the United States, there's a possibility United States law would become, you know, involved in this. But it more likely is going to be in Canada, guys, because that's where it when it are from and where the victims were from.
Yeah, that's a sad tale. No matter where, no matter what happens, that's a sad situation. We have been following one of the biggest lawsuits in the United States, which is
did we say people died? Because
they did. Too.
It's really really serious. So there was two people that died, and other people suffered pretty serious injuries.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk about the Stairway to Heaven issue that we've been following. This and an important thing occurred this week that I want to bring up. One of the largest most popular songs of all times is Stairway to Heaven. And Stairway to Heaven, we've talked about this, came out in 1971, and obviously it's been played but forever. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page were the main, you know, the guitarist Jimmy Page and singer Robert Plant, I believe. I can't remember if it was Page or Plant. I think Page wrote the thing and didn't even know how to read music as one issue. I can't remember. Whichever one wrote it, that individual did not technically know how to read music. So this Spirit is the name of a band that put out a riff or a song that it has no music. It's just only music and no words to it. And it came out in 1968 or 1969, I believe. And there's evidence that Jimmy Page and or Robert Plant both had that record before they did Stairway to Heaven. And there is an interesting thing that occurred that they argued, and this thing went to court in 2016. It was filed in 2014 by the estate of one of the singers of the band Spirit. And just a little tidbit, some interesting things. Did you know the bass player, the former bass player for Spirit, the band in the late 1960s, became the bass player of Heart, the band?
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, and so, but this big argument is...
Channeling Todd.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, you want to give us a little Todd recap?
Yeah, Todd, the reason we say that, those of you who are joining us, Todd knows everything about every music genre.
Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
He's into it.
He's got a computer in his head about it.
Yeah.
So what happens is, the trial's in 2016, and basically the jury holds, no, there's no copyright issues here, because under the 1909 copyright laws, it only protects sheet music. And so what they were able to do is show the sheet music of Spirit's song Taurus, but they weren't able to play the actual song.
And the very beginning, their prelude into their song is not in the sheet music.
That's exactly right.
And that's the part that sounds like Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
That's what their argument is. And so they were not able to apply that and let the jury listen to the two songs to see if they're comparable. And so the jury said, no, there's the sheet music's different. You got nothing here. And Robert Plant and Jimmy Page win, and Stairway to Heaven goes on. By the way, Stairway to Heaven...
Well, it went first to the appellate court
the
three-panel.
Yeah, you're not there yet.
Oh, you're not.
I'm still at the trial.
Okay.
So at the trial, they win. And I'm trying to think of... I wrote down somewhere, and I'll probably find it where I wrote down, of how much money. It was about $500 million is what they've made on Stairway to Heaven just on that song alone. There's a number of people estimating. $500 million. So what happens is they appeal. So the band Spirit, this guy's estate, who was one of the band members, appeals to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and a three-judge panel. Now, what happens is a lot of times they don't have the whole appellate court listen to it because they're too busy. They had a three-court judge panel, and all three unanimously agreed that the judge should allow there's a lot of things that they went through, but I'm just going to do a great overview, so don't say, Fred, you missed this, because I'm sure I'm going to miss part of it. But generally, they should have played the music so the jury could have heard the difference. So now they're back to the Ninth Circuit again in what's called in bank, right? What,
yes.
Tell them what in bank means.
In bank means all of the judges.
All 11.
All 11.
So now all 11 judges are going to hear it to determine whether or not they should play the music and send the case back to the lower courts and retry it. Now all 11 judges are hearing it. And they're arguing it this week. And they did argue it this past week. Here's the interesting thing that Denise and I have talked about, Denise, is there was 123 filed amicus briefs. Explain what an amicus brief is, Denise.
Amicus brief technically is a friend of the court, which means that anybody that has an interest in this case can actually file their amicus brief to the court, and they're allowed to brief whatever legal issues that they believe need to be addressed by the appellate court.
Yeah, and the interesting thing part about that, most of these, if not all, but most of the 123 are people saying, no, this spirit should not win this case. If that's the case, it's going to open a floodgate of songwriters and musicians being sued by a lot of people.
And even the U.S. government filed an amicus brief, and that's important because of this 1909 law that was in effect for literally over half a century, and it's going to matter to a lot of people's rights about whether or not this is going to be allowed, that unsheeted music during this time frame is going to be allowed to be copyrighted just by mere being attached to sheeted music, and it goes on and on and on. But what's also very important to note about this is there's a lot of cases right now out there,
mm-hmm.
that like Ed Sheeran's case and even the Marvin Gaye, you know, classic case, that are waiting for a decision in this case, because it does apply to their cases as well. So this is going to be a very pivotal case to watch.
Yes, and everybody's kind of waiting on it. Here's an interesting thing. You try to sometimes read what the judges are thinking, but I always say you never know what they're thinking, even though they ask the question. One of the judges asked this of the plaintiffs, the lawyer for Spirit, who's arguing that they should hear the song and it should go back to the lower court and be retried. This is a quote from the judge. You've got to get your sound recording in to win, don't you? This is Judge Andrew Hurwitz said. And then he says, quote, you lose the case unless you do 100 times out of 100. Now, what does that mean? But because that means you're for him or against
either 100% one way or the other. Is that how you read it?
That's exactly what he's reading. But it's interesting to see that's what's going on in this court. We're going to follow this, so stay with Radio Law Talk. We're going to let you know your Stairway to Heaven. I know you all love that. I have danced many, many a times the last dance when I was growing up of Stairway to Heaven.
Speaking of dancing, I wanted to tell you what I'm doing this weekend.
Oh, are you dancing this weekend?
I am going to the Candy Dance in Nevada, which is in Genoa, Nevada, and it's very close to our affiliates. So I wanted to let the Nevada Talk Network, which consists of KNNR, KNNT, KELY, KAVB, and KPKK, to know that I'm going to be there.
You're going to be on. I guarantee they'll put you on.
Well, I may go on the radio stations, but I'm going to be there in my Radio Law Talk attire, so come look me up. If you're a fan, come say hi. If you're not, you could come say hi, too.
Is it like kind of like Burning Man?
No, it's not.
It's Candyman.
It's the 100th anniversary. The 100th anniversary of Burning Man. There you put it on my head. Of Candy Dance.
She's really going to a Burning Man in a second, because Burning Man's over, but she's got her own Burning Man.
It's really fun. There's a bunch of vendors out there. There's dinner out there. It finances Genoa's fire. Their fire.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back. We've got Denise and Frederick Penny, just the Lone Rangers here. I'm going to call us two Lone Rangers with our producer, Seth Madden, talking about Roundup lawsuits, non-lawyers owning law firms. And then we're going to get into a little bit of the Uber if we have time, but then the new case or no cases. Look, this is very interesting about the non-lawyers owning law firms, Denise. This has been controversial for a short time, because it has never been even almost thought of in the legal industry. Here's the arguments, and I'm not even looking at notes. I know just from the top of my head. The general arguments are as follows. People's claim that with lawyers owning law firms, it's almost like they have a monopoly. And a lot of arguments are that if it's opened up to non-lawyers owning law firms, that it's going to become more affordable and be a little bit more, competitive is the word. And first of all, I don't understand that argument because it's competitive anyway because other lawyers are competing with other lawyers. And yet the lawyers are arguing, that it's going to diminish the representation, and there's going to be more difficult issues come before the courts that people that aren't going to be represented as well. And I know on the other side of the argument that what the non-lawyers are saying, well, one statistic I saw, they said that approximately in one form or another, there's, 70% of the people are improper in multiple cases, and I don't quote me on the 70%. There's a certain percent, and they're arguing that look, they're improper because they can't afford it, and they're saying mainly middle to lower middle income people are the ones that are affected. They're claiming, that the rich or the real poor can get help, but the middle class and the lower middle class are struggling to be able to afford an attorney. Now,
but we have other systems. We have paralegal services. We have legal assisting.
But they can't technically do much. They've got to be very careful in what they do. They can't dispense legal advice, paralegal services.
No, they can't, but they can prepare the paperwork. I mean, there's affordable services out there to at least help self-represented people. And most of the courts in California also have a self-help center that helps specifically in family law-related matters, even guardianships and conservatship matters.
But here's the law library, too, down there, downtown Sacramento. You see people all the time.
Yeah, no. And it does. And with the Internet now, a lot of people are going on the Internet to get self-help also. And there's self-help, big companies that you can go online. But the question is there going to be some issues with people trying to, go out and hire an inexpensive or cheaper set up where the lawyers aren't really involved, or it's a paralegal, or it's a lawyer that's owned by a big corporation now. But then I jump on the other side. A lot of law firms are big corporations. Some of the big law firms are already there. So
what's the state that we're talking about?
Well, Utah's the one that has everywhere's looking at it. California's looking at it right now. But under the Utah's newly approved plan, they've got actual, and it's all in the planning stage. In Utah says an accounting firm, this is their plan, an accounting firm could soon offer legal services in that state alongside the accounting services. So you have an accountant and lawyers who own this firm. So it's an accounting firm and a law firm all in one, and they can all own it together. Same thing with a technology company who uses artificial intelligence that help consumers, complete legal documents. They can also possibly own the law firm also on top of it. Or a nonprofit could allow a paralegal to offer limited legal advice to clients without a lawyer's supervision. So this is Utah that's putting this out. Illinois is putting something out. And I'm telling you, I, as a California lawyer, and I'm part in California and in Washington, D.C., I received, I'm receiving notes that this is coming before California, too.
So have you seen the show Suits?
No.
Suits is about exactly this issue. One of the legal secretaries is a partner in the law firm. And I always thought that was wrong. I mean, I've been trained under California law, and under California law, it's unethical for there to be a fee-sharing arrangement between a lawyer and a non-lawyer.
Correct.
That's effective in our professional rules of conduct.
And that was they hammer on that. In
yes.
Fact. And now this is completely flipping it. But in a way, Denise, things are changing so fast. I think the state bars in all the states, they're spinning because they can't keep up with the technology. Nowadays, like my website, and I'm California and Washington, D.C., but my website's just pretty much California and talks about California. It goes all over the country. Someone in Illinois can look me up, but even though I'm a California firm. So it's almost like the borders are being disintegrated, aren't they, to some degree? Denise?
Well, to a great extent, yes. But I do have to argue this. I spent a long time to get my doctor's of law. I'm not a master's of law. I'm not just a special certification. I actually am a doctor of law. And it took me 4 years to learn and be able to do what I do, just the study of it. And then on top of that, I had to take the state bar. And that state bar is one of the hardest state bars in all of the United States. And I know how hard it was that I worked to gain the knowledge and to gain the experience and to gain the skills just to be able to do what I do. And so I don't like the idea of people that are not qualified, similar to myself, being able to practice law in the state of California.
Okay, point, counterpoint. We love Radio Law Talk because we bring both sides up. Okay, here's this argument, though, Denise. What's the difference between an MD and a physician's assistant? So you can go into your medical doctor and go to the physician's assistants and even some nurse practitioners, and they can give you prescriptions, and they can act like a doctor and treat you. That's kind of what the argument is. On the other side is true. We're not saying they have to be lawyers, but maybe a paralegal or a legal assistant can do something smaller, and that's one of the arguments that they brought up is, oh, maybe a physician's assistant is the same. So it's going to be interesting as
it
this
is.
Goes.
It is.
I think there's going to be negative implications both ways. There's also arguments that, guess what? The big corporate, structure of we're here just to basically for the bottom dollar, not that saying they all are, the bottom dollar to pay our stockholders loses a little bit of the person-to-person ethical rules that the lawyers need to follow. That could be an issue. Okay, it's all about big money. It's not about taking care of the client. That could be a problem, too, and that's what the lawyers are arguing. So this is going back and forth. This is going to be an interesting argument. There's a million points we can make, but since we're doing speed law, like speed dating, we got to talk about the other side. Roundup lawsuit, really quick. The Roundup lawsuit just came out. Well, it was a $2 billion verdict. Let me tell you, there's a thing called a remitter and an additor. And a remitter and an additor is the judge can lower the verdicts. Guess what? The $2 billion was lowered to $86.7 million in one, and another one was lowered to $20 million. So the judges are lowering these verdicts. Hey, we got to go through quick takes. Do you have
now,
a quick take?
Quick takes. Final thoughts on some of the stories discussed on Radio Law Talk and some we didn't get to.
My quick take is, did Linda O'Leary take the fall for the careless operation of a vessel to avoid paying millions to the boat victims? Only if Kevin owns all the assets.
$167 million. Again, $167 million Ohio State Athletics paid. I'm just using them as an example. If 63 players on scholarship on the team, if you only gave them $100,000 each, that's $6.3 million. That would leave Ohio State with a piddly $160,700,000. And, oh, my gosh, I feel sorry if they only made $160,700,000. So that's my quick take. Thank you for joining us this hour. We appreciate it. Denise and I had a great time. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Chris, back at USA Radio in Dallas. We will join you next week, Pacific time, 9 to noon. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.